everyone. Welcome to Zero Fox Left, and I am your humble, soft-spoken, always apologetic, never toxically masculine, never misgendering, never black supremacist, always USA-born Russian bot host. Oh, wait. Always kill the babies of my enemies host, Fox McKenna. Yes, we're going to do Roe v. Wade. Okay? In case you didn't know. But this is a good song. This is the Smiths. This Night Has Opened My Eyes. And it's about abortion. And it talks about a woman, from a neutral standpoint, regretting the abortion. She felt like she had to do it, but she still regrets it. Save your life. You've only got one. It's a good song. You gotta check it out. That's true right there. And it assumes that the baby that was killed was a girl. It's a woman. Not a trans woman. I have to say that now. It's not a birthing person that's experiencing this. oh, what a weird world. Oh, man, we'll come back to that. But it says, save your life. You've only got one. Which implies that that is how a lot of people view babies. That it's going to ruin your life. It's definitely going to change it. And I can say that. I had a kid when I was 18. So a lot of people don't know that about me. But I had a kid when I was 18. It did change my life. All the plans that I had shifted to different plans. I couldn't leave state and go where I wanted to go to school. And had already had acceptance there. I'm not going to go into details, but I'm just saying I had to change all those plans and be like, okay, what can I do here? What can I do local where I'm within driving distance of my daughter? So I did it. And I'll be honest, it took a good, if you're 18 and you're having a kid as your graduation present, I'll say this, it does take some shifting in your mind of priorities and selfishness. You have to turn some of that stuff off that maybe you were looking forward to. You know, I had never really had the opportunity to be selfish and focus on just my life. Growing up poor with just my mom, I had always had something else on my mind, like, oh, well, how are we going to pay this bill? How are we going to, you, that's sort of how you live. So I was looking forward to, oh man, cool. I'll go do this and I'll do this and then I'll do this internship. And it just all went out the window really quick. And that took me probably about, if I'm being honest, 6 to 9 months to grapple with. Of like, you know, getting some money, getting some normal jobs, having some money coming in, being like, oh, damn, that's not going to get by. That's not going to cut it. That's, what am I going to do? What are my options here? What's some career paths I can do? How could I fit school into this? It took about 6 to 9 months to kind of to bounce back from that. So that's a total true line. But he's exaggerating because that is how people feel. Maybe initially you're like, oh, shit, I'm pregnant. Oh, I've only got one life, man. I got to save my own life. You know, I've only got one. YOLO. You only live once. And so that was a... That's a good line there. And it goes later. I'm not going to keep playing it. I don't want to have some copyright thing or whatever. And I'm a big Smiths fan. If you haven't caught on, I think I've played their intro quite a bit. Morrissey is phenomenal. And his views now, man, with England being England and holding true to all that and being a patriot. It's like, dude, I like the guy even more, to be honest. It goes on, and I'll just read it. A shoeless child on a swing reminds you of your own again. And that's an interesting thought because if you've talked to women who've had an abortion or anyone who's lost a child and they don't know what the child would have looked like or been like, a random child could strike up a memory of your child that you don't even have a memory of. So this is a really good line. A shoeless child on a swing reminds you of your own again. She took away your troubles, when she left, when you aborted her. All the troubles you thought you'd have. Oh, but then again, she left pain. And that's a pain that's going to be with you forever. And the mental illness part and the getting haunted by actions part seems to be drowned out by all the other stuff. I mean, you're going to hear all kinds of just absurdities and rarities. But something that's not rare, and this is a study done by Dr. Reardon out of Finland. David C. Reardon says that you're 7 times more likely to commit suicide, or not commit, but attempt suicide if you have had an abortion. Obviously, I'm talking about women in this case. It's this world, man. I don't know if people tune in. I don't want my leftist audience being like, was he talking about women or men? I get it. You guys are a little confused. I'm talking about women because only women can get pregnant, guys. I know that's... boy, if you're not there yet, I don't know what to tell you. 10 times more likely if you're a teenager to attempt suicide. And of the women that he had conducted this study with, 28% had already made an attempt on their life. That's crazy, man. But we're not talking about that. And this guy has other stuff, man, if you want to look into it. He's got a paper, a rebuttal of Raymond and Grimes. Raymond and Grimes did a OB-GYN in which he analyzes they had a methodologically flawed paper purporting to show that abortion is safer than childbirth. The journal rejected the letter below, which addresses the methodological flaws. So he addresses this and goes through, because they had a study, and this was being lifted up as well, that abortion is 14 times safer than childbirth. I don't know what's going on with me, man. Maybe I should just pause here. I'm not talking well. I'm a little tired. I was immediately struck by the fact that your review failed to cite, much less discuss, our study of 173,000 low-income women in California, in which we linked records for pregnancy treatments with death certificates and found significantly higher rates of death associated with abortion than childbirth. So, anyway, there's a lot of data in this. He has several studies. I found at least 4 good studies if you're interested in facts and figures and all that good stuff for debate, even though I think debate is dead and it's all emotional appeals now. So I will stick to feelings don't care about your facts. That is the point of this podcast. This is not a Ben Shapiro, Steven Crowder, any of those type of... This is not that. I combat the left's emotional appeals with better emotional appeals. That's what I've started moving towards. I used to do the fact thing, and you can go back and check some of the older stuff, but I found it's not really effective with cultists. If you're trying to convince a cultist of something, you got to do better than hitting them with... And the left is 100% a cult. That's why they're activists first, and then whatever their job and families are, that's second. It's always... activism and the cult first, the cult of leftism. So that's why if somebody's a leftist and a Christian, you'll find out that they're a leftist first. And whatever the left ideas are, then they're like, how can I weave that into Christianity despite it absolutely contradicting with it? So it is a cult. But you can go back to my episode 11, in which I talk about global warming and abortion. That's a good one. That's a good classic episode there. Way back in May 2019. Wow. Essentially, I talk about how the same people that promote climate change and the hysteria also, of course, support abortion. Right? But if everyone went and got an abortion, I've said this many times, the world would end. If everyone who decided for like 10 years to go ahead and let's go get an abortion, we could end the world, right? But climate change is also going to end the world. Oh, but if everyone was also gay, if we had 100% gay across the board, that would also end the world because no one would be reproducing. So it's very interesting, these weird things that kind of collide with each other. Also, I would argue the main reason, if climate change is real, the main thing that changed in the past 100 years, well, is the population growth, right? So less people, if you have less people, you have less pollution. So maybe there's your pro-abortion argument, leftist, is say, hey, I just want to abort people till, you know, we get a good population because climate change. But you won't hear him say that. You'll hear him just dehumanize all aspects of a baby. That's really the only way. Is like, oh, it's just a bundle of cells. It's just a fetus. Really? Just a fetus, huh? That's all it is. So even if it has a heartbeat and starts to look just like the shape of a baby, that's all it is. Okay. Man, I guess you guys are the deciding factor of all that. But I take a different approach to this. That's why I said I'm pro-abortion for my enemies. I think the right would do better to realize this, is that the people that you guys aren't going to get an abortion, right? If you're traditional and you're conservative or you're ultra right wing or wherever you are in the spectrum of centrist, which is right wing now. Look at Elon Musk. He's very much a centrist. Donald Trump is a centrist. These people are very much centrist, in my opinion. If you're that all the way to, I mean, anarchist, right? That's about as far right as you can probably get, anti-government. Then you're not going to get an abortion. Correct? So essentially, you'll have kids, and hopefully you'll brainwash them. And I mean that in every sense of the word. Hopefully you will brainwash them to oppose all these things and be against this. Because if you're not brainwashing them, don't worry. If you haven't caught the drift by now, the public school system is happy to do it. And all the other leftists, the cultists. And I use the strong term brainwash because if you're not the main influence in saying, well, this is fucked up, not saying, oh, well, you decide, the other side is going to tell them the exact opposite of that and be like, oh, well, so if you're neutral and they're all the way to the left and saying, wow, anything else is fucking stupid and wrong and evil and disgusting, and they're using that strong language, and they're hearing all the time, and everyone's supporting it, and they're having pizza parties for getting the 20th booster shot, and being masked up, and staying home to save lives, and, you know, all that nonsense that comes with the left. And that's such a funny thing, too. There's another contradiction that's easy to point out, is my body, my choice, right? It's a woman's body and her choice. Okay, what if a woman doesn't want to get the jab? No, it's other people's lives. Or so it's like your argument goes out the window. But the left has never cared about like logical consistency. They've never even, in fact, I've never met a leftist that will even say that they care about that. Most of them are just like, oh, well, yeah. Here's the list of things that we're told to do and say and follow. And if it's outside of that realm, well, then fuck it. And they don't really care if, you know, it contradicts itself. In fact, they'll just name call you or just walk away or hold up their sign higher as they walk away. You know, they don't give a fuck if it's contradictory. They don't give a damn. That's people on the right applying logic and reasoning to everything. These motherfuckers don't have it. So you just have to always keep that in mind when you sit there. That's why I said you can look up those studies and have them, and that's good. That's good. You got to have stuff like that. There are still some people, I would say, that are centrist that need to be pushed further to the right, and you can go for them. You know, that's just not where my podcast lies anymore. So let's continue. Now, let me just start by saying, this podcast has always been for the visually impaired. I try to be very descriptive for the blind audience members that I may or may not have. I'm just kidding. No, I just don't make videos because you have to edit and it takes a lot more time. And this is just a hobby for me. If that ever were to change, then I would make videos. But I that's why I describe it. So being descriptive as I am, let me tell you, the reason I know I'm not a leftist is because I can see them. It's very simple. That's a big argument in and of itself. Just look at the crowds and find, and if you're a leftist, I'm sure you agree with this too. You don't belong at the cool kids table. Let's be honest. You're somewhat of a misfit. You look like you're dying of AIDS. You have some form of alopecia, I'm sure. You got the Soylent thing going on if you're one of the guys. You got the soy face, soy beard. You get excited about Disney shows and, you know, you get a little... You cried and got pumped up from Rey, the Star Wars chick. She's like your idol. You know, you get what I'm saying? Like, that's the sort of man you are. And you can see that. You're not a man that could smoke a stogie and let another man hit him in the face just for wine, for shits and giggles. That's not something you've ever done. So, you've never been in a fight. You don't want that type of energy. You can kind of tell, right? So, you can see your crowd. This is what I'm trying to say. So when you look at this Roe v. Wade thing, just look at the crowd. That's it. Decide that way. Fuck the arguments. Fuck all the facts. Fuck all that shit, blah, 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 blah. You know, it's all the same old shit. Just look at the crowd. If you're blind, hear me out. I'll describe the crowd to you. Because if you're blind, you're like, what the fuck? Very simple. One group has like weird colored hair, like green hair, and has like ugly tattoos. They're overweight for the most part. They've never gone to a gym. They got weird medical conditions and mental illness issues, you can tell, which is why they can't have a conversation with you at all. They'll just, if you start talking to one, the other ones will go up and grab them and whisper something to them, and then they'll all move away from you, and then they'll surround you closer and have signs all around you as if that does something somehow, as if it's intimidating. It's not. These are the type of people that even if they're at work, like one of the ladies that doxed me because some leftist organization that she's a member of on Twitter that has like 20,000 followers. One is like, what was that guy? There's an account called Anti-Fash Gordon. And then there's, cause everyone's a fascist. Even somebody who's an anarchist is somehow, I'm like, I don't want any government and I'm somehow still a fascist. But anyway, I'm not going down there. But when I was doxxed, these leftist groups, Firestorm, Antifa, and all these, they're doxing groups. One of the ladies, I still find this so fascinating, and this is before I really understood that they're a cult and their activism comes first. She worked at a hospice care, and she's like 45 years old. trying to be kind and polite to me while also trying to say publicly, hey, I'll do what I can to look into this guy and find out as much information as I can. These are some of the ways I can help while I'm at the hospice center. I really appreciate it. And she's talking to them, but I can still see it because I'm not blocked by her. So I was like, you know, I can see that you're saying you're going to try to help dox me, right? And she's like, yeah, no, it's just, you know, there's not a lot of ways I can do stuff, but this is one of the ways I can help. And I'm like, you're talking about like help possibly like find out who my employer is. And I'm assuming they're going to call and harass them until they fired me. Right. So it's like, it's unbelievable, man. But that's what the, you know, but she's still trying to be nice somehow about it. Like, yeah, I mean, one of the ways I can help is ruin people's lives. And, you know, while I'm here, I have a computer and I can Google and go through people's social media and see if they made a mistake and included a location and then try to, you know, cross-reference that with other people who like the post and see if I can get some sort of, you know, they're playing little detective on destroying your life. But that's one of the ways she can help. So I didn't realize, I was like, man, this is kind of crazy. And back then, I was still learning about the left, mainly through my interactions, basically touching the hot stove, of learning, like, what is the left and what is their goal? Well, their goal is just utter submission. That's really it. And the same way they would do, like, if Scientology had a stronghold, you know, of power in this country, they would, you know, go after heretics. Right? I mean, Leah Remini describes that. Like, when she wanted to leave, it was, they tried to fuck with her really hard and make her life hell. And that's sort of the same thing that they do. It's very cult-like behavior. They 100% would drink the Kool-Aid if presented to them. And you said, hey, this will kill an extra, this will double the abortions next year if you drink this poison Kool-Aid. A leftist would drink it. 100%, I have no doubt about it. But they're definitely an interesting group. So anyway, let me continue with my damn description here for the visually impaired. Weird hair colors, frumpy bodies, pirate-style tattoos, like very cheap, as if there's not places like Miami Ink where you can get really nice tattoos. But the, like, the tattoos you get are basically when you are in high school and somebody's friend does tattoos. Those kind of tattoos. You know, people who basically you're like, somebody's having sex with them for them to get an abortion. It raises questions like that. Like, oh, somebody's making love to them. Every now and then you'll see a couple that you're like, ah, that's not bad. Eh. You know, but for the most part, you're like, ugh. And if you had to choose a team, let's say like Squid Game, right? You wouldn't want to be on this team. It looks like the losing team. Like if they said, hey, we're going to do tug of war, right? And one of the teams is going to be pulled off of a cliff. You definitely wouldn't choose this group of people. This would be the non-ideal team. Not only is it full of people who are out of shape and look like, again, they've never been in a gym, but it's also full of people who don't do any mental exercises either. It's full of a bunch of dumbasses that are overly emotional children that will throw tantrums. That literally scream when a centrist like Donald Trump wins. They screamed at the sky. And then they say, we're going to have a scream at the sky day. Yeah, I haven't forgotten that. So when you think of the teams, now the other side is like looking, you know, the men have nice khaki pants, a polo t-shirt typically, shoes look nice, well-kept. Overall, looks like they don't stink. A left always looks like they stink. You know what I mean? They stink. Or if we're talking about the LGBT side, look like they possibly have contracted HIV already. Not looking too healthy. Maybe could use eating a little more food for a lot of the skinnier men. And the bigger men look like they could eat a lot less, you know, food and possibly go do some curls. So that's sort of the tear there. The women on the right also look pretty nice. They all have like either jeans and a nice button shirt, or they'll have a nice skirt, and just very, very plain and nice and visually appealing people. Look like people that either exercise or eat well, take care of themselves. You definitely would want to choose them if you're doing some sort of Squid Game where your life is on the line. That's sort of the visual representation there. And so when I look out at it, I'm like, well, this is an easy decision. One group of people I wouldn't let inside my house, and the other group of people I could see choosing for a Squid Game. So, easy decision. I think a lot of homeless get recruited to the left also. I'm not sure. They just live out of their car. Definitely not a very sanitary group. Seem to be a little oily. A lot of oils, and not like good essential oils. Basically non-essential oils, if you know what I'm saying. They're also the group that chants a lot. They seem to chant quite a bit. They love chanting and holding signs, and will say stuff like bands off our body, and women's health saves lives, and just like all kinds of just like ridiculous my body's rights matters, but the baby has no rights whatsoever. Like the baby, you know, they would go up to toddler for abortions, I think, at this point. Like you could try the baby out, and if you're not feeling it before it becomes a toddler, you can abort it. These people are that insane. Moloch has gotten many sacrifices by this group. Let's listen to some of them. Let's listen to these lunatics.
We won't go back. We trust women. We won't go back.
But not Tara Reid. You know, they're not going to trust Tara Reid.
We won't go back.
They don't even know who that is. What am I
talking about? We won't go back. We trust women. We won't go back.
Now, a simple way to destroy this argument, not that they care, is I would just dress as a woman, right? As a man, I'd be a trans woman. Follow me this. I'd be a trans woman, and I would oppose them. I'd be like, have some sort of anti-abortion sign up. And I'd say, well, I'm a trans woman. I don't support your cause. You just said believe all women. Do you believe trans women? They'd say, yeah. And I'd be like, well, what about me? Well, not you. And so when they're faced with that cognitive dissonance, they just become like, let me get away from this person. Or you get either they disband and get away from you and say nothing. Or they're like, let's surround this person and hold signs really close to them. If you're recording, that's typically what they do, because they're like, we're going to distort that recording and make the recording look bad. It's like, no, you just make yourself look stupid. Makes you look like a bunch of non-playable characters from Cyberpunk 2077. That's what they look like, NPCs from Cyberpunk. That's a good one. Now, if you're blind, you don't know what that looks like. But if you're not, then you're like, exactly. Exactly. Like some science fiction dystopian universe 50 years from now where, you know, people just look ridiculous. And you can't tell, like, is that a man or is that a woman? You're having issues distinguishing. It's probably a leftist, if you're unsure. But I can literally just throw a wig on and say I'm a trans woman. I mean, I don't actually have to even put on a wig. Technically, you just have to say it. I'm a non-binary trans woman or some shit. And non-conforming gender queer. There we go. Something weird like that. And there's, you just have to accept that. Like, oh, okay. My pronouns are they, them. All right. What evidence do you have of any of that? None whatsoever. I mean, that's, it's just so crazy that you can just adopt that instantly. I could run for Congress tomorrow as a transgender Republican. Nothing would stop that. There's no... And with one Twitter post, I would be confirmed as a trans person. I'd be like, hey, my name is Susan from now on. And, you know, my preferred pronouns are her, they, and I'll be running for Congress of whatever as a Republican fighting for also trans individual rights or some shit. And it's just some weird messaging. And the Republican Party would probably endorse it because they were very happy to endorse Caitlyn Jenner. So it's just kind of funny, dude. And what evidence do I have of that? Just one Twitter post. And if you're like, he's faking, his name was Fox and he's a guy and he's, it's just as a joke, you'd be like, you're dead naming me. You could just play the same. You're being very hateful. You're being anti-trans. Now, I don't like doing all that stuff, but it's easy to do. It's easy to do. And so I think that's something I could do is just man on the street. Like if I had donations, I promise you. And I don't even mean like enough to put me somewhere nice. Like put me in a fucking Howard Johnson. Fucking Motel 6 where the literal advertisement says all they do is leave a light on for you. It's got nothing else going for it. Just the light might be on. That's the whole... That's how you're selling the room. Oh, leave the light on for you. Well, I could turn the light on myself, but it's good to know there's electricity in the hotel room where I'm staying. Thank you, Motel 6. I would stay in a Motel 6, fly out to D.C. or any of these places, or Austin, or drive up to Austin, because I'm in Houston, and record this stuff, man on the street stuff. It just needs to be enough to compensate my gas, because we live in Biden's America, and enough for me to get like a $50 a night hotel if I have to stay there. That's about it. If I hit that level of donations, I will go do that. I may do it one day just for free, but I will totally throw a wig on, like a green wig and some sort of pride scarf from the dollar store or some shit. This shit's everywhere. And walk around and talk to motherfuckers. And people will talk to me at first because they'll be like, oh my God, a trans woman? Yes. I'm very accepting. Then hit them with like ultra right shit. You know? Such a silly, silly fucking world we live in, man. But these people, that's what I'm saying. They're sitting there recording like, I'll believe all women. Oh, what about trans women that disagree with you? What about Blair White? You know, what are you going to do with that? It's just, and you don't believe any of the rape victims of like Bill Clinton. You don't believe Joe Biden's daughter's diary where Joe Biden's getting in the shower with his daughter to where she still remembers it and says, I wonder if that's what made me have a sexual addiction. Well, if you're wondering that, it probably did cause some trauma that made you... and Lord knows we've seen this guy sniff so many damn kids. And I don't think it's because he's a damn Herbal Essence fan, you know. Let's go on to another. Let me play some more clips. They always got to have clapping in there and loud sounds and annoying. I remember I went to a protest in Austin and lots of siren devices and megaphones. These are the loudest, most annoying group of people. I mean, it's the equivalency of trying to see a Madea opening night movie in the Bronx. You know, you imagine going to the Bronx and trying to watch a Madea movie on opening night. You might hear 10% of the movie. You're going to hear a lot of banter and loudness. I'm just going to say that. And you can make of that what you will. But here's a group. I think they're well, thank you, Steve. Say, my body, my choice. In New York. My body, my choice. I'm assuming that's against the jab. They don't want to get the jab there. They're having issues with that. They don't want to get another booster shot. Oh, wait, no. They just mean only killing babies. Got it. Okay. Now, also, they seem to have a lot of masks on. Now, you're not able to see this because I don't have clips, but they really like their mask. Guns have more rights than women. I mean, a gun is an inanimate object. You could say gun owners, maybe. But a gun doesn't have any rights. You could throw a gun in a trash can, and it has no way to protest. People were sawing up their guns and dismantling them, beating them with hammers to show that they won't commit any gun violence with their gun. Right? And the gun didn't have, whoa, I have rights! No, it just got destroyed because it's an inanimate object. But you don't know how to make arguments, so that's what you do. And the same people who are, like, destroying their guns that are leftists that I think probably went out to go buy, like, a really cheap gun to destroy on camera. I don't think they had a gun before that. I don't think these are, like, centrists destroying their guns. These are leftists going and buying guns to hopefully get, like, a viral, you know, TikTok video. I'm assuming that's probably where they published that. So, you know, you bought a cheap gun and you destroyed it to stop gun violence. But again, like I've said in the past, you could cut your penis off to stop rape. Or you could just, this is going to say, same thing with the gun thing. You could just not commit any gun violence with your gun. And you could not rape somebody with your dick. That tends to be the route I go, but or you could just mutilate your body. Well, and then you could just, are you cutting off your penis for anti-rape? Or are you cutting off your penis because you decided to be a woman? You got lots of options there. You know. These photo, there's also lots of photos. Black trans queer femme lives matter. And it's a white person holding a sign up. You really can't make this shit up. You got a sign here. Castrate the Supreme Court. Keep your laws out of my drawers. With a picture of panties. Abolish the Supreme Court. They have mask on. Lots of weird looking people. I don't understand. I'm gonna have to zoom in on this one. Bodily autonomy shouldn't be on the ballot. Well, but you guys would force vaccines on people. That would, but, and then you could point that out and it'd be like, yeah, but gotta save lives. Oh my God, man. What a group of people. Here's a Virtue Signaling Award. Award goes to, from the Washington Post, Jeff Bezos owned, so we know where he stands. A dad climbed a bridge to protest the Supreme Court's abortion ruling. So it's this guy on top of a bridge. He's holding some sort of flag. I can't tell it. I'm not going to click the article and give them notoriety on that. Way to virtue signal, man. It's a lot of, the left really loves to virtue signal and say, oh, I'm better than you. If you take that away from them, they'll have nothing. It's a lot of like, look what I've done. Look at me. I'm doing something. Look at me. I'm doing good over here. I drive a Tesla. I'm helping the world. I look at my solar panels. Look at my gay flag in my background. Look, I have a black fist in my profile picture. Look, I posted a black square for Juneteenth. Guys, I care. It's really pathetic. It doesn't matter if you pretend to care. I stand with Ukraine. It's like, all right, man. But you're not going to go fight in any war. So does it really matter? Exactly. No, but you just want people to know. You're like, Ukraine. It was so funny, man. Who was it that did that? Elijah Schaefer. He did a good bit on that. You should watch it on Slightly Offensive. He went on the streets of L.A. and they had the Pride Festival and he wrapped a Ukraine flag around him. And he was telling people, and this is very true, Ukraine is like anti, you know, LGBT rights. They don't support gay marriage or anything. He'd ask, do you stand with Ukraine? They were all like, yeah, the prayers and everything, we care. Oh my goodness, it's terrible. They know nothing. And then you could get a map out and be like, well, even though the news has been showing it every day, can you show me where it is on the map? They still couldn't find it. Like 9 out of 10 couldn't. And then said, oh, well, you know, they're anti-LGBT rights and stuff. And they'd be like, no, I didn't know that. And they had nothing. It just shut down. Like their mind is like, oh, cognitive dissonance. Here we come again. Damn. You know. But, I mean, it doesn't matter. Like, and if these crazy lunatics go inside the Capitol or do anything, or go inside the Supreme Court and ransack it, you bet your ass the FBI ain't going to look for them. They're not going to have a splash page up like they do for the January 6 people. We already know that because somebody threatened to kill Kavanaugh. It didn't even make the news. So it's a totally different rules. They'll be bonded out by Soros organizations or DAs that are led by Soros. It says the CNN here, look at this. The seismic ruling by the Supreme Court to eliminate the federal constitutional right to an abortion has roiled the country, fueling protests that began Friday and others expected to extend through the weekend. And, well, trust me when I say we all knew. If you guys can burn down the world for George Floyd, who did nothing with his entire life just because he looks like, because he has melanin and looks like you, well, then I'm pretty sure the rest of the left can. This has always been a big deal for them. Like, you know, the Moloch cult is very big on keeping this going. It's not a constitutional right to have an abortion. Abortion is not even mentioned in the Constitution. So I don't know what they're talking about. Now, the Constitution does mention guns and shall not be infringed. Yet states like New York can basically prevent you from getting a gun. Damn near altogether, pretty much. In California, pretty soon, probably won't be able to get a gun or have a gun in California, I imagine. These two states probably will eliminate altogether. But there is a constitutional right for that. It's also a constitutional right for free speech. You don't have that damn near anywhere in the U.S. So I don't know where this constitutional right comes from. And most people drive out of state for abortions anyway. If you're committed enough, you'll just drive or fly anywhere to kill your damn baby. Even though they have tons of birth control that's free everywhere. You got the Plan B pill that you can take within 72 hours of anything that happens to you. Somebody nuts in you and you're like, oh, I don't know. Or you get raped or whatever, right? All these crazy scenarios that the left likes to go with. You got the Plan B pill. I just don't understand. You don't want the states to have rights? I want the states to have rights. In fact, I'll go with this. Even though it is a constitutional right to have any type of gun and to form a militia, which you're not able to do. As soon as you form a militia, again, I've said this a thousand times, you'll have the FBI up your ass so fast, it's not even funny. So that's a constitutional right. It is guaranteed to have. It shall not be infringed. That means by any state or any city or any politician whatsoever, you can carry any. If I want to buy a full auto Browning automatic rifle and have it fully loaded up, I should be able to have that in the trunk of my car. In case there's a zombie apocalypse or whatever. Can't do it though. So, but you used to be able to order one in the 30s in a catalog. That being said, I'm okay with everything going to just states. Meaning New York can outright ban gun ownership. To where I can't even come into the state with my gun that I have from another state. I'm okay with that. I just won't go to New York. I'll never go to New York. I'll never visit there. I'm never going to do that anyway. I'm never going to give them any of my money. I'm never going to support them in any way, shape, or form. If they get invaded by China, I wouldn't go fight. I would not help. I would just say, China, y'all, if y'all aren't going past New York, we're good. Same thing with California. It could break off into the ocean. I would not help with relief efforts or drive over there or fly out there to help. I'd go to New Orleans and Louisiana and help them all damn day, but I'm not going to come all the way to Cali where you guys have lost your minds. Right? And y'all can have them however you want. Have some states. Look, this would be the to me, this just seems so obvious. Unless you're really wanting a civil war, allow states to vary on the political spectrum from far left, right? And we already have California and New York as an example of that, right? New York was like going for abortion, I think like a week after your baby's delivered. I should play that clip. I will play that clip, in fact, where they're talking about that, I think. I played it in the past on a This Month in Retard as Fuck, but New York wanted to have such a late term abortion that you could literally have the baby delivered and still like have a weak return policy to God for your baby. You're like, oh, I don't kind of like its, what do you like its face? Nah, let's go ahead and go. Let's take it back and get it aborted. Which is crazy. Like, try it before you buy it, baby system in New York. Boy, Moloch is happy there, I promise you. Lots of ancient demons, very happy. We know California has lost its mind. It's like California wants to be the first non-white, all-gay state in the union. But we really have divided states. It's not the United States of America. It's the divided states of America. And I think that's fine. We should just move forward with that. Where's a place that's like really... I can't even say Texas is very far right. But we can go with Florida, right? Because they have DeSantis. So let's go with Florida. Florida is your very far right state. I would argue it's not. But we're not going to get into all that. You could take a smaller state and make it very far right. Let's say like an Idaho, a Montana, something like that. And Florida be like a little bit left of that far right. Regardless of where I'm going with this. And then have states and just have a map where people know where to go. And then within the state, have a map where it ranges. If you're in a right-wing state, okay, I want it something to be very far right, and I want it to be mostly Hispanic, or I want it to be mostly Asian, or I want it to be mostly black or white. And you can sit there and look and be like, okay, cool, I'm going to go to this all-Asian, ultra-conservative town in Texas. You're like, cool, that's where we're moving. and use the federal government to help, or use big tech companies to help facilitate that. You have Open Door, you have OfferPad, you have lots of hungry realtors out there. And let's make it a mass buying, selling event, man. Let's get people's houses sold. Let's get their leases closes. The federal government can help with leases. Like, hey, everyone can break their lease if they're moving to a new political place. That's something the federal government could help with. They did it with CV 1984, right? I was trying to think of what words I used for that. No. They did it for that. Like, you can't evict anyone. Right, so we know they can extend their big brothership on stuff like that. And let's get everyone moved. Let's get everyone a map. Let's get everybody a relocation specialist. Let's get realtors trained. National Association of Realtors could help with that. Get people trained on getting people to where they want to live and to be around the people they want to be around, so we can avoid a civil war. Because we're going to end up getting a civil war, and we're all going to kill each other, and then have a one big central government, whether you like it or not, and a one world government probably eventually on top of that. A big globalist system with no sovereignty and nowhere to escape whatever draconian system is going to fall into place. Now, if you think it's going to match your values, say you're a leftist and you're like, I think it's going to be my team that wins, then maybe you're right. But what if you're wrong? What if it's not exactly your system? What if you get bits and pieces of your system, but not all of it? And you're stuck in something where there is no more debate, there is no more voting, there is no more democracy or changing it. It's just like, these people are in power, they're going to stay in power, and this is what you're going to be stuck with. Here's the new federal laws, and that's how they're going to be. What if it opposes your beliefs? See, in the system I'm proposing, where we all have different states and different counties and different cities that range on the political spectrum, you can find a place where you're happy. Everyone. And I genuinely mean this from the bottom of my heart. I want leftists to be happy, but very far away from me. And I mean that in the nicest way. Even somebody like Bill Maher, who twice a year sounds like he agrees with some of the things, I still don't want you anywhere near me. I don't want an elite, smug, pompous leftist who's like, you know, got a little bit of centrist in him twice a year. I don't even want you near me. No. That's fine. And I want him to be happy. And he can have a successful life and keep getting paid and enjoy his life in whatever place deems a Bill Maher area. Right? But I don't want to be near it. And I don't want to meet people near him. It'd be nice. Fuck you. Imagine how nice it would be. And this is for people on the left and the right. Imagine to be able to go to any bar or any place, any event, a Dave and Buster's, a main event, a bowling alley, a church, a demon church, a devil's church, whatever y'all call those, for the Luciferian people, whatever you call those gay churches, if it's still called a church. Church is chicken. Wherever you're going, right, to spend your time, wouldn't it be nice knowing just everyone is aligned with you? Anything you say people are going to be like, oh, that's nice. Yeah, that sounds good. Wow. That never happens, honestly, for me. I mean, I know some people maybe do live in echo chambers, but to me, the echo chamber sounds really nice. I think it sounds pleasant. I've seen videos of what the 1940s looks like in a neighborhood, and the kids are like playing with the sprinklers, and everyone feels safe, and, you know, everyone's values are matched, waving the American flag, and it just looks so beautiful. And now you could be on that street, and people could say, oh, that flag's offensive to me, and they can come out waving a a pride flag. And you find that offensive, and you're like, oh, now I want to just go inside. I thought maybe we'd get to know the neighbors, but fuck this. That's not cool, right? We don't want that. Let's all fucking move, and let's set up this system where the divided states of America, it's a way better system. Or we can do what's going to happen if we don't change anything and kill each other in the streets. Also, to give praise and glorification to Asmodeus or Haman, whatever demon is feeding off of that shit, right? Because I feel like a lot of our energies, that's what they go to, is just feeding whatever demon overlords are in our territory. And right now, I don't know what demon is controlling the guy whose name rhymes with Porge Toros, but definitely feels like something. I mean, to be 91 and you don't want to go play bingo and chill and enjoy your life, instead you just want to subvert an entire nation and make more billions of dollars, there's something wrong with you, obviously. I don't know where else I was going to go with that, but I just think that's the best way to avoid a civil war. It seems so obvious. Let's let states secede and be their own thing and support themselves. And then this can also be used as an experiment. If leftism is superior, right, then we'll see states really flourish under just complete leftist control without any federal assistance or guidance. And if right-wing stuff is very successful, then we'll see that. Or if centrist stuff is way better, we'll see that. We'll find out. I would say you have examples of this already. I mean, there is a state everyone is leaving to go to other states. It seems like people are leaving California in the droves, to a point where people are actually leaving to Mexico from California. So I'd say Gavin Newsom and his people are already giving us an example of that, but let's take it to its full conclusion. And if you choose wrong, it's okay. You can always admit you were wrong and get admitted to another place. But I think it would require an admission of, like, a videotaped admission. Hey, my name is Steve, and I was very far left. I joined Antifa when I was 19. I didn't go to the gym, but I dressed up as a ninja. I sucker attacked people a few times with some bike locks from behind. It didn't knock anyone out because I have no power behind any of my strikes, despite using a weapon like a coward and attacking from the rear. You know, I harassed old men in their cars and stuff like that. And I moved out to California, to L.A., and I was homeless there for 4 years. And got some food stamps here and there, but I would spend them on malt liquor because you can use food stamps to buy malt liquor because we're so far left. And I became a huge alcoholic and stunk. Finally, I woke up in a pool of my urine one day and was like, maybe that right-wing stuff was better. And so here's my apology. Please accept me. I was wrong. And then you just submit that to wherever else, like Florida or whatever, and then they're like, yeah, okay, seems genuine. And they give you a chance at a new life, man. And I think that's what would end up happening, but let's still do it no matter what. Without my guesses and shit, Let's just do it. Let's divide the United States. Let's carve it up. Let's carve it up before we end up killing each other in a civil war. Maybe I should play some more clips or I should end it. Let me see how much time is on here. All right, I'll do another 15 minutes, but I'm doing these too long lately. And so I got to reduce these. I got to keep them reasonable. We're already at an hour. But this is a funny one to me. This chant, this is what democracy looks like, is people who look like vagabonds and cyberpunk 2077 people going through the street with signs chanting, "This is what democracy looks like." Abort the court, one sign says. With mask. I just, it's just funny, it said, you remember the argument used to be safe, legal, and rare. That's what an abortion was supposed to be. Safe, legal, and rare. And we somehow went from that to women boasting, "I've had 10 abortions," or getting tattoos about abortions with babies dismembered on their shoulder with a knife through it. Doesn't sound rare. Doesn't sound very rare, or that you want it to be rare. And they even say, like, we want everyone to be able to get an abortion. Everyone should get an abortion. It's like, what the fuck? I thought it was supposed to be rare. I thought rare was part of... I can't play that anymore. God damn. That's so... It's really annoying. It's really annoying. And, it's... Ugh. Do I have to play more clips? My goodness. Now, let me... Here's another one. Headed to D.C. It's Antifa and Black Bloc with umbrellas open, facing forward, I guess, so you can't see any of their stuff, which people on the right could learn from, because it has you guys covered up more. You would have totally got away with being there for January 6th. So definitely you should learn some stuff from the left. I 100% believe that. Covering up like a ninja, covering all but your eyes, and maybe even wearing some goggles or glasses so nothing is shown, no way to identify you. I mean, that's how I will go to things. 100%. I will go to things without you being able to identify me if I suspect that there's foul play or that people are trying to get me arrested or doxed to some ridiculous level. So definitely something you should learn. But it says, they cannot control our bodies. Let's listen to the chant, shall we? Fuck the church, fuck the state, people must decide their fate. So I wonder, okay, if that's the case, then do I have to wear a mask or get vaccinated? See, you can't have it both ways. If that's really your thing, okay, fine. Fuck the church, fuck the state, people can decide their own fate. Okay. If that's true, then let's separate the states and let us decide our own fates. And I don't want to give in to any of your medical tyranny. I don't want to do any of it whatsoever. Are you okay with that? And you can go to your state and have 20 fucking abortions. Again, I'm cool. I said that I would drive people who are Antifa members or BLM members to the abortion clinic so that you guys can get an abortion. That's some charity work I will do. Fox@foxmckenna.com if you want to take me up on that. I will 100%. I'm not like these right-wing people. I totally support my enemies not reproducing. I don't want my enemies to have kids that they will brainwash and make more enemies. I want less enemies. That's the goal. So I am absolutely pro-abortion, so long as it is your side getting the abortion. And like I try to tell right-wing people, I don't think that right-wing people are getting abortions. So let it go. I don't know what Patagonia is. This a business? Patagonia will bail out employees arrested in abortion protests. I wonder if that applies both ways. Or if I'm Antifa and I knock out somebody with a bike lock, I'll get, for sure, I'll probably get bailed out, right? Because you would have knocked out a pro-lifer. But if it goes the other way and I'm a pro-lifer and I knock out Antifa after they hit me with a bike lock because it didn't knock me out, and I knock all the teeth out of their fucking mouth, which is very likely, I'm pretty sure they're not going to bond you out in that situation. But they don't state that. And to me, the simplest argument of all this, it's so simple. Your body, your choice. Yes, you can choose to not let somebody nut inside your pussy. Not to be so damn crass, but you can choose that. If somebody's like, man, you can be like, whoa, dude, you don't have a condom on. Yeah. You better get a condom. You're not going in this puss. You're not going in this puss without a condom. You could say that. Or you'd be like, hey, okay, if you want to come in there, take your ass up to Walgreens and get a Plan B pill and then come back. It's $40. It's $40 to get your nut on. Right? You could say that. It's your body, your choice. For some reason, you're unable to choose that. I can't understand that. So you can choose everything, but that part, the conception part. But let's listen to some of the rare arguments. I love these. The treatment for an ectopic pregnancy is abortion. The treatment for a septic uterus is abortion. The treatment for a miscarriage that your body won't release is an abortion. If you can't get these abortions, you die. You die, says Elizabeth with some sort of verification. At Elizabeth, the Elizabeth LGR. I don't know. Some leftist, I guess. But that's supposed to be, oh, what about rape? And it's like, okay, even anytime I've debated somebody, I'm like, okay, yeah, rape, incest, I'll grant those. No other ones, right? No. I was just saying, what about, yeah, like, even if you grant them whatever it is they're asking for or saying that's rare, okay, I'll grant it. You can get abortions for ectopic pregnancy and septic uterus and a miscarriage that your body won't release. Okay, I'm sure you're just calling it abortion. I'm sure it's some other procedure. It's not actually what you would label an abortion per se. But go ahead and label it that. Say I grant exceptions for that. Rape, even though, again, you could take a Plan B pill. The rape kit and the Plan B pill have the same, almost the same effective time. So if you get raped, you got to get a rape kit done in like 96 hours for it to be effective and to catch the person who raped you. At that same time, the police could be like, oh, do you want a Plan B pill with that? Yeah or no? Okay. And that's it. And then that would solve it. There goes the rape exception. Incest would be a little different because it could be some kid being incestually, you know, molested over the course of time and they end up getting pregnant. Of course, if that happens, whoever's raping the kid continually like that should get life in prison with no parole. But you guys won't do that. Or put in I got a better solution, a brazen bull, to where we can hear their howls as they're burned alive for raping their own kid or relative continuously. And then, I know you'd like to say, well, okay, let's grant an exception there. You can have the abortion there, even though it's not really the kid's fault that was born out of that, right? It's not the baby's fault that was born out of that at all. So, I mean, you could adopt it. There's plenty of people who can't have kids. You know, and I saw this for an argument. Somebody gave this for an argument as well for getting abortions. 407K children are in foster care today. I mean, that sucks that our world is so shitty that these kids don't have parents or anyone to love them and take care of them, or in that our adoption system is so broken they are not already adopted. I'll grant you that, but it reads better. You're telling me it reads better. 407K children have been killed and didn't have to go to foster care. That reads better to you? I think no one on the left even knows what a fucking argument is anymore. Not even a little bit. It's, I mean, people's arguments are so shitty, dude. Especially if you, like, debate with anyone on Instagram or Facebook. It's almost comical. It inevitably ends to getting unfriended and name-called or something at some point. Even if it's by a friend of theirs. They're like, oh, I see you're talking to a friend of mine, but I'm not your friend, so let me chime in. I posted a non-controversial comment, and it's a true comment. It's a state's rights issue versus having a large central government. That's the only thing at play here. That's a true statement. One response is healthcare of any kind shouldn't be up to the government, whether it's state or national level. Okay, then so no vax, no mask mandates, none of that stuff. You're on board with that. No, just complete anarchy on every single level. Okay, I'll grant you that if that's what you're saying, but most people, that's not what they're saying, not even a little bit. They're just saying, oh, this was one issue. Then somebody chimes in as if they know something about me politically. They're like the libertarian cop-out of, oh, it's just a state's right issue. Stop being valid argument like 2 decades ago. Well, I didn't know that because that's literally what the vote is. It's not an argument. That's what it is. It's not, I'm not making an argument. It's a state's rights issue. That's why they overturned it. That's what they're saying is, hey, the big government, the Fed, can't regulate that. We have no ground. We have no constitutional grounds or way of interpreting us having a say-so in this. So it has to defer to the states. That's not me making that argument. That's what it is. But it stopped being valid 2 decades ago. Okay. Really, when a libertarian says this, it just means they want to sneak their morality into politics. And this is just the easiest first step. Ooh, I'm being sneaky. Not even a libertarian, but I'm being sneaky. I'm sneaking my morality into politics. The anti-abortion faction won't stop at the states. And you know that's true. Okay, the pro-abortion faction won't stop at the states, and I know that's true. What's your point? You see, and it's just so funny, dude. And people have no argument, really, whatsoever. It's just like, I feel like this matters to me. And again, a lot of it's people who are not having abortions or getting abortions. And when people are like, oh, you just want to control women. You want to control women's bodies. Well, isn't that all laws? All laws are controlling some sort of body. If you tell me I can't murder somebody that I really hate, that I want to murder, and I could pick up a hammer and smash their skull in, and you're like, well, we have a law against that. You're controlling my body and controlling my hand while it's gripping the hammer from murdering that person. You're controlling it because you're saying I'm going to go to prison forever if I do it. You're controlling my body. If I want to speed, and I always want to speed, let's be very clear. I want to go like 90 fucking miles an hour everywhere. That's at a minimum. I do. It's true. 90 miles an hour, that's what I'd like to go. That's my speed limit. As soon as you pull me over or you put signs up that say it's under that, hey, speed limit 65, you are controlling my foot from putting the pedal to the metal and going the speed I want to go. That's every single law. Every single law is a control on somebody else's autonomy and body and individualism. That's every law. See, if you're going to make that argument, then be against every law. Don't be against just one law. Be against all the laws. Be consistent. You got to be consistent to be taken serious. Now, I understand the left doesn't care about being taken serious at all, but I'm just still going to point it out. Let's see if I have any more clips. This is great right here. See, this proves the point, though, that the geographic location of where you want to stay and the rights you want to have, or whatever you want to call it, the way you want to exercise your beliefs. Lori Lightfoot says, so mayor of Chicago, if you're in need of an abortion or any reproductive care, Chicago will always be there for you. I think you should move there. That's a good, if you're like, Sneed Rancher responds, this is great. Chicago will shoot your kid right in your apartment. That's 100% true. It's like, okay, yes, move to Chicago where, yes, they're doing very late-term abortions every weekend, killing your kids inside your apartment by allowing gangs to run rampant and shoot up the whole fucking city like we're in Gotham. Almost said Arkham Asylum, but damn near the same thing. Like, it's just, everything's just running amok there in Chicago. This woman doesn't give a fuck about people. In other words, she ain't trying to save shit. She ain't no Superman. But like I said, have that. And that's the same city that just allowed people to go crazy on Juneteenth, had a ton of shootings, had an old man that's like 90 fucking years old getting his fucking car twerked all over with giant black asses and titties all over it. You know, guarantee he says the N-word now. I don't know what you were trying to do, like win him over, or it's like guaranteed if he never said it, he fucking says it every day now. I think people think that by acting ridiculous and ludicrous that you're going to win more people to your side. You're not. You're going to push them over to me. They're going to find this podcast. God forbid. And if they're a psychopath, my Lord, if they find this podcast. Am I right, one FBI agent that listens to this podcast? Oh, man. Oh, good. Goodness, man. I think we should, what do you think we should call it here? I don't have much to add to this, man. It's the same old shit. It's a bunch of, it's the leftist cult going crazy, losing their mind. And it's just, it's never going to stop unless we find a solution. And I gave you the solution. Now, will anyone care? Probably not. Here's another contradiction. I mean, these are getting pointed out all the time. Justin Trudeau, no government, politician, or man should tell a woman what she can and cannot do with her body. I want women in Canada to know that we always stand for your right to choose. It's got 68K likes somehow and 14K plus retweets. Got ratioed a little because it's got 17K comments. Still, it's too many. It's not over either, so this is just at the time. Jordan Schnatchel, I don't know how to say this, responds, he's a blue check mark. You forced your entire nation to get injected with an experimental pharmaceutical products. Have a seat. It's true. It's like, dude, the same women that had the choice to get an abortion can't have a choice to skip out on this experimental drug. Yeah, sit your ass down. Here's a screenshot from, it looks like a TikToker. And the person Jacob sends a question to her. What are your thoughts on Roe v. Wade? And she responds, I don't watch boxing. This generation is so stupid. The kids are the future. I say abort all the leftists, man. Let's fucking go. It's so funny. And, dude, here's a based tweet from Tim Pool here. Blue states will keep aborting. Red states will stop. In 30 years, the U.S. will be Christian conservative. Boy, amen to that, Tim Pool. You're absolute. He gets it. He gets it because that's what I've been saying. Blue people are going to keep aborting. The red will not abort. All the enemies will fucking die out. And you'll have an ultra-conservative, if not far-right, United States. This is actually, abortion is how we solve this. Just a thought. So just signing off here. This is Fox McKenna, and I am pro-abortion for my enemies. Until next time, go fox yourselves.